Gigan is a very committed Namibian from the start. From the start, we did not align him according to tribal group. He was always a nationalist. He started with Jose Akutako. He joined SWAPO. He went into exile. He worked diligently under President Nyoma, the president of the SWAPO, first then president of the country. He is a man who introduced Riedi in a professional way our connections to the United Nations. He was among the first to work there. He was the one who was the director of United Nations Institute for Namibia, which prepared a lot of people for administrative, legal, and teaching professions when we came to Namibia. Some of them are still working, including people like the Chief Justice, the Judge President, the Prosecutor General. All kind of people were trained through those. And the UN gave money because the institution was being run by a very competent Namibian. Then when we came to Namibia, he became the chairperson of the Constituent Assembly. They drafted the constitution. He made sure that the constitution was adopted unanimously. All different groups, from those who were pro-South Africa plus those who were in exile, they agree that this is a constitution we can live by. And that constitution still stands. And that's a big achievement in any country. We lost him at the time when he was really introducing us to the new modern economy, the green hydrogen, the earth minerals, lithium, and other things. So we lost him at a critical time, and we will try as we possibly can to make sure that those programs and projects and minerals of Namibia are developed for the interests and benefit of all Namibians in all the 14 regions.